You're listening to SBS News.
Every year, Australian and US ministers meet to strengthen the relationship between the two countries. This year, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds have met with US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Defence Secretary Mark Esper in Washington, D.C. Mike Pompeo revealed that China was at the top of the agenda for this year's AusMEN discussions.
We started this morning by talking at length about the Chinese Communist Party's malign activity in the Indo-Pacific region and indeed all around the world. The United States commends the Morrison government for standing up for democratic values and the rule of law, despite intense, continued, coercive pressure from the Chinese Communist Party to bow to Beijing's wishes.
He said it was unacceptable for Beijing to use exports or student fees as a cudgel against Australia. He also praised Australia for demanding an independent inquiry into the origin of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, a demand which soured relationships between Australia and China.
The United States commends Australia for publicly condemning China's disinformation campaign and insisting on an independent review into this virus's origin.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne wouldn't comment on Mr. Pompeo's statements, saying his speeches are his own. She says Australia makes its own decisions and judgments in the Australian national interest and says the country has strong economic engagement with China. She says Australia and China are very different countries with very different systems, so there are points of disagreement.
It's the points on which we disagree that we should be able to articulate in a mature and sensible way and advance, as I said, our interests and our values. As my Prime Minister put it recently, the relationship that we have with China is important and we have no intention of injuring it. But nor do we intend to do things that are contrary to our interests, and that is the premise from which we begin.
Ms. Payne says COVID-19 has exacerbated the security challenges in the Indo-Pacific region. She says the role of multilateral institutions is more important than ever as the world responds to the challenges of the pandemic, and she announced a joint operation to combat disinformation about the disease.
We're therefore pleased also to be able to announce a new working group between Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and the United States Department of State to monitor and respond to harmful disinformation.
She emphasised Australia's commitment to improving relations throughout the region, using the alliance with the US as a lever.
We'll work more closely with existing partnerships, such as the Five Eyes, ASEAN, the Quad, the Trilateral Infrastructure Partnership, the East Asia Summit. And as we have through COVID-19, we will build new groupings, cementing friendships, improving our security through a network of nations that share our vision of an open, prosperous and secure Indo-Pacific.
The two defence ministers, Linda Reynolds and Mark Esper, signed a statement of principles on defence cooperation and force posture priorities in the Indo-Pacific to drive Australian-US shared interests for the next decade. Ms. Reynolds says this will drive cooperation between the two countries in the region.
It will also strengthen our shared ability to contribute to regional security and to deter malign behaviour in our region.
Dr. Esper says the agreement is vital.
We had a very wide-ranging discussion about the capabilities that the United States possesses and that the capabilities that Australia possesses and our desire to advance them, whether they are hypersonics or any other type of capability. And I think it's important as we think forward about how do we deter bad behavior in the Indo-Pacific and how we defend the international rules-based order, in this case specifically with regard to China.
Dr. Esper described Australia as a really capable partner to the United States. Ms. Payne and Ms. Reynolds will undergo 14 days of quarantine when they return to Australia in case they picked up COVID-19 during the AusMEN trip. Alan Lee, SBS News.